Now, the rest of the story. When she was a little girl, her parents called her Duchess because she was composed and confident, because she knew what she wanted and was good at getting it. But that was many years and much lost confidence ago. Now Duchess was a cleaning woman. Any more extravagant aspirations she might have had fell by the wayside as reality intruded upon her youth. Had she only stayed in school, perhaps, or had subsequent professional ventures not failed so miserably, but she was a dropout and a washout. And now Duchess was doing wash, cleaning other people's homes. And this is the rest of the story. As a child, Duchess was a lively, happy mother's little helper, but then one day mother left. Left children and husband and home to run off with another man. There was a bitter custody battle over the children. The father won. Inevitably, the children lost. It's not that their father was anything less than an able and loving father. A good single parent will tend to overcompensate, but for Duchess, life was never the same without her mother. And after passing through a state of agitated depression in which she chattered incessantly, suddenly she became introverted and withdrawn and would hang her head and bite her nails and say as little as possible. In school, classmates liked her, but she was never a leader. Her favorite reading was romantic novels. She wore jeans and no makeup and looked after herself quietly. Her grades were unimpressive. Dad thought a new school might help, but she dropped out after 6 weeks. Needed to find herself, she said. The next 2 years were spent floundering. She even tried teaching at a children's dancing school. Duchess did love children. And that work seemed tame enough. Her class was comprised of three-year-olds. And what a challenge they were. All Duchess had to do, of course, was hold hands with the toddlers and dance in a circle and help them to act out children's songs and teach them to touch their heads and shoulders and knees and toes. But after 3 months, that challenge proved too formidable. For it was a job requiring an extrovert, and the Duchess was no extrovert, so she quit, and as I say, became a cleaning lady, cleaning other people's houses. Once in a while, she would talk about summoning her confidence again. Maybe, she said, she could become a part-time nanny or a kindergarten assistant. And yet, among her friends, there was not one who could imagine Duchess as any kind of a girl except the girl that she was, quiet and frightened, uncertain and gangly, an ungainly teenager, not at all the sort who might turn out to be fashionable and self-assured and sought after and even scintillating. And yet she did. You see, the Duchess I've been describing, the finishing school dropout, the cleaning lady clad in jeans, has become known the world over as another kind of lady. The dimed novel dreams of her childhood have come true for Diana Spencer, whom you call Princess Di, the future Queen of England. Only now you know the rest of the story.